from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a deadly shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, the number of injuries, I do not know yet, but we are looking in an excess of 50 individuals dead and over 200 individuals injured at this point.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Sheriff Joe Lombardo after a shooting last night in which a man attacked a country music concert from the 32nd floor of the nearby Mandalay Bay Casino.
His name is Stephen Paddock. Last name spelled P-A-D-D-O-C-K with the date of birth of 4-9 of 1953. As far as his history and background, we haven't completed that part of the investigation yet, but we located numerous firearms within the room that he occupied. And that's, like I stated earlier, it's going to be a long and tedious investigation.
The horror as a group of female concertgoers seek shelter to protect themselves from the onslaught. This witness described what he heard during the sold-out Route 91 Harvest Festival.
We refused to believe it was a shooting until it just kept going and going. And then Chase and Aldean left the stage, and then everybody started fleeing. And we started fleeing. We had to hop a gate to get out. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Sheriff Lombardo said that Paddock was the sole attacker and that they would be searching his home. He said the SWAT officers engaged the shooter, that he was dead, and that authorities found numerous firearms in the hotel room. U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless, horrifying act of violence. This is VOA News. More than 40% of voters in Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday and voted overwhelmingly for independence.
Lo d'avui és una victòria de la ciutadania, indubtablement.
Several thousand gathered in Barcelona to celebrate, among them Josep, who said the vote was a victory for the people despite what he called state aggression, referring to police efforts to interrupt the referendum. Hundreds were injured. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said the people of Catalonia have won the right to be heard, respected, and recognized. He's expected to make a declaration of independence within 48 hours, but Spanish Foreign Minister Alfonso Dastis said the central government has a duty to uphold the law.
We have offered dialogue without naturally accepting a precondition, which is the holding of an illegal referendum.
Spanish analyst Carles Castello of the Atlantic Council said he expects the independence declaration to be made.
The question is if they feel that this is a legitimate move or not. I think they will go ahead and they'll do it, trying to force Europe or, you know, the European Commission to jump into this, or trying to force the Spanish government to negotiate.
The ballot has no legal standing and has been blocked by Spain's constitutional court. A Fatah delegation is due in Gaza on Monday, including the Palestinian Authority Prime Minister, in the latest effort to reconcile with Hamas. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbach, who watches the Middle East closely, said unity has remained elusive over the past decade.
Many ordinary people in Gaza, according to various media reports, remain skeptical. But I do think the Middle East in general has gone through such remarkable changes in the last 6 or 7 years, and even more in the short term from that, that I think there really is a possibility that this one could work.
However, he acknowledges there are a number of obstacles, including the future of the Hamas army and future relations with Israel. Hamas has called for Israel's destruction, and Israel considers it a terrorist organization. Two women, one from Vietnam, the other from Indonesia, on Monday pleaded not guilty as their trial into the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother got underway in Kuala Lumpur. Indonesia's ambassador to Malaysia, Rusdi Karana, is watching the legal proceedings closely.
As the ambassador of Indonesia, we have to support our citizen regarding what the law in Malaysia. We have to respect and let the court process the how it should be. But again, we have to stand by to our citizen.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.